Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Just when you thought spring was here for good, New England weather has a little more cold and gray left in it yet. Temperatures have been dropping all day, and right now at Logan Airport, it's 39 degrees. Tonight, temperatures are expected to dip into the mid to low 30s, and late frost is expected north of the city. Now, this year's unpredictable weather is a serious concern for the region's fruit farmers. Peach crops have been devastated, and farmers are doing everything they can to make sure apples aren't next. A little earlier this afternoon, we spoke with Michael Smolak, owner of Smolak Farms in North Andover, and we asked him how the weather has affected his trees.
It's had a very marked effect over the region. Because of the way the winter has gone, the dormancy didn't go in as it normally would because of the variation in temperatures. So the fruit that we should be eating this coming summer was formed on the tree last August. So when we got into wintertime and we got into early February, the peach trees and plum trees, everything was all in dormancy. Now, they're normally okay with some low temperatures, but when it gets below 10 to minus 15 degrees, they get frosted and they get killed. And that's exactly what happened to all the peach trees and all the plum trees, by and large, north of Rhode Island this year.
All the peaches and plums were devastated?
Yeah, mostly all the plums. Some varieties did escape, but it's variety dependent.
That sounds like a huge loss. I mean, what kind of loss is that for you and your business?
Well, in terms of our pick-your-own operations, it's probably about 10 to 15% of our total, which is certainly significant.
Okay, so for those crops, there's this season's is a wash. But now I'm thinking about what about all the apples out there that people should be looking forward to later come this fall?
Sure. I think we're in okay shape. We got a little bit of a scare early this month because, it's very situation dependent. Some areas where the apple buds were out a little further are more susceptible to damage when the temperatures get low. For example, down in southeast Massachusetts, where it is warmer, some of these trees progressed further. So when the temperatures got down to below 20 degrees, they would get damaged, whereas here, where the buds were not as open, were okay. So I think apples so far, so good.
Okay, we'll be keeping our fingers crossed because a New England fall without apples is virtually unimaginable to me. But you know, the past couple of years, we've been having some pretty strange weather patterns. Now, this is New England, of course, so, you know, nothing is ever totally normal. But we had the horrible winter of 2015. We've had, the sort of strange mild winter and now cold spring. I mean, how have the past couple of years overall been for you and other fruit tree farmers?
Basically, we've been fairly good. We've made it through the winter time, and heavy snow really does not bother us. As a matter of fact, I like it because it tends to give me a quieter winter, and I can get more work done. But we've been okay the last years, but this year is a little bit different. And you know, with any crop like this, it's not over until the money's in the bank at the end of the season, because we have yet to go through pollination in early May, and then who knows what kind of weather the summer's going to be. We're always keeping our eye to watch for hail or bad weather. And then again, for a lot of pick-your-own operations like ourselves, when we get into fall, if we have wet weekends consistently through the fall, that's the bulk of our business. So wet weekends and two or three can make the difference between profitability and loss for all of us. On the same hand, in the summertime, where we would normally have peaches, and we will have a few plums, but not many, we have an abundant crop of blueberries to pick and raspberries at that time. So we'll be able to recoup some of it, hopefully.
Okay, good. Well, that's good news to hear. We can't control the weather, but what can you do to protect your trees out there?
Well, you know, honestly, there's very, very little you can do. One of the things that we do is that in the fall, before the trees go into dormancy, we do spray some nutrients and minerals on the trees, and that helps them be stronger for the wintertime. So it helps them ward off some of this. But, you know, with some of the stuff, there's only so much you can do, and at the end of the day, it's a numbers game, and how cold it is really dictates how much damage there is. Now, looking towards late May and June, the other thing that we looked is towards our strawberry crop, because if the strawberries start blooming and then we get a frost, then it can have the same effect to some degree, although it normally isn't as draconian as the peach crop. It sometimes has an effect.
Yeah. Well, if I may, can I rely on your expertise to help us give some advice to folks who might have some fruit trees in their backyards now and wondering what they should be doing for, you know, at least the cold that's coming tonight?
Well, in terms of fruit trees, you know, normally a fruit tree can withstand temperatures down to about 24 or 25 degrees. So as long as it's around 32 or 31 or 30 or 29 for that matter, they should be safe.
Great. Well, Michael Smolak is owner of Smolak Farms in North Andover. Mr. Smolak, thank you so much for talking with us, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed for your apples.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate letting the public know that that this has happened, and it certainly doesn't, it's not devastating for us, but it certainly does put a crimp in our season.